I'm here in Rathfarnham and I'm talking to Neville Wilshire. And Wilshire is quite an unusual surname.
Well, my grandfather originally came from outside Birmingham. He was a weighing scales mechanic who came to work in Ireland in the 1880s and raised a family here.
And so it was his generation that that first came to Ireland. And
right,
where did he settle?
He settled off the North Circular Road, and they ended up living in a road called St. David's Terrace, which is up near Blackhorse Avenue, and they had quite a large family. And my father was raised there and used to play in the Phoenix Park when he was growing up. So that's where he was from. He was North Circular Road. My grandfather had an accident when he was quite young and didn't work after that. So I think they were in fairly difficult circumstances. But they had reasonable education, and the sons did quite well for themselves. Two of them went into Guinness's and my father went into Jacobs.
And it's just interesting how your father, a generation before you, joined Jacobs. What year was it, roughly?
Well, he would have gone into Jacobs probably about 1914-15. He didn't stay very long with them at that stage. He got leave, lied about his age, and joined the British Army.
Fascinating.
As a double fusilier. Then he went back to Jacobs to his job afterwards, as they were allowed to do.
Did he talk to you about those early days?
No. A lot of the people then didn't talk about their experiences in France. He fought in France in the Dublin Fusiliers. He spoke very little about it.
But prior to that, in Jacobs, I mean, he was there just after the lockout then.
Yeah, he was there after the lockout, but he wasn't there during it. But he told me about people who were there during it, and I remember him. Some one thing I do remember, and I won't name the man that he talked about, but I didn't know, but he said, "Oh, he carried a gun during this lockout."
Really? Yes.
Yeah. So, I think it was fairly that serious. But the lockout that was still there when I went to Jacobs, because one of my jobs in the personnel department in Jacobs was paying out on a Friday evening. And you had big wages sheets with people's name on it and a whole lot of columns for all the various things. And in 1957, 58, 59, when they were still using those systems, there was one column on those wages sheets that was marked loyalty money.
Oh, I see.
And there was still one man on it who had 1 shilling a week extra because he didn't go out on strike in 1913. He was loyal. And they tried to buy it off because it was a nuisance on the wages, and he wouldn't sell it. He wouldn't give it up. And I can tell you who that man was.
Yes.
That man was a man called Paddy Bartley. He was an uncle of Jimmy Bartley, the actor in Fair City.
Oh, yeah.
Whose father also worked there in Jacobs as a plumber.
Tell me about your father. So he joined Jacobs and
In the clerical end.
In the clerical end?
Yes, because my father had a good primary education, went in Jacobs in the clerical end, and then eventually he ended up as what he called himself, a traveller, but it was a commercial representative, a salesman.
Oh, yes.
But Jacobs commercial travellers were top of the heap. They were amongst the elite. They were on the road at the time out there. You had the distillery and brewery salespeople. That would be the Powers, Jemisons, Guinnesses. Then you had Jacobs came in. And then you probably had the Cadburys and the Rowntrees as well. And then the lower levels of went round. But Jacobs travellers were it was a good job. It was a good job. And before the war, he had a car for a job he had, which he had to give up. Of course, in 1940, when cars went off the roads, and from 1940 to 1946, he worked his territory by train and bus and bicycle. He used to put his bicycle on the train on Monday morning and go off down to Waterford, work Waterford City, and then cycle out to the outskirts to do it. He was on a six-week circuit.
That was amazing, wasn't it? And so do you remember him taking off and not seeing him for
about a week? After the war, when he got the car back, sometimes during school holidays, I would go with him because some of his work could be done in a day from Dublin because he was doing Wicklow. And also we, at one stage, lived in the summer in Avoca, County Wicklow. And he worked from there because Avoca was on the rebel line of his territory. Mm. And it meant you could go to places like Gorey, where he worked, but you would work in a day and you'd go there with him.
Yeah, yeah. So then when James came back, I mean, you weren't born until the
1936.
So the effects of the First World War, I mean, did it affect your father?
I didn't, of course, realise it at the time because I was so young. But I found out afterwards it certainly did, because my father's pay was partly salary and partly commission. Mm-hmm. But during the war, sales were restricted because of shortages and biscuits, whether they weren't rationed, they were on quota because wheat was short, sugar was short, and his job was to tell shopkeepers what they could have rather than what they wanted. And because of that, his salary was reduced. And I now know that for the war years, he worked on reduced salary.
Yeah.
Which must have been difficult enough for my mother, because my mother had aspirations and sent my brother, who was 6 years older than I was, to a fee-paying school, sent to Sanford Park, which was considered very uppermost in those days, and they had to find the fees for that. Mm. So it must have been hard enough for them at times.
So, and of course, his time in the war years, do you know what his rank or his where he was?
No, I'm talking about that was during the Second World War.
He was in the Second War, not the First
War.
No,
he was in the First War, but it was during the Second War that his salary was reduced because he was working, you see, as a salesman then.
Oh, yes, of course.
During the First War, he went off and he came back. He got a military medal for something. Mm. And I think he was a corporal.